Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Watchman Nee tells the story that during the first 3 months of the Japanese war in China, where a great many Chinese tanks were lost, and so they were unable to deal with the Japanese, until the following scheme was devised. A single shot would be fired at a Japanese tank by one of the Chinese snipers. And after a considerable lapse of time, that first shot would be followed by then a second. And then after a further silence, another shot. Until the driver in the tank, eager to locate the source of the disturbance, would pop his head out to look around. That next shot, carefully aimed, would put an end to him. As long as he remained in the cover of the tank, he was perfectly safe. The whole scheme was devised to bring him out into the open. In just the same way, Satan's temptations are to cause you and me to act in our own strength. And as soon as we step out of our hiding place to do something on that basis, well then, he has an advantage over us. Notice with me how Peter questions Ananias. Peter says, "Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit?" That seems to be a funny question, doesn't it? I mean, we know why Satan wants to cause chaos in the church. Peter's not really asking about Satan's purposes, but rather, Peter is asking why Ananias let it happen. Why did you step out from underneath your cover, Ananias? 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 8 say this, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." Are you aware that Satan seeks a subtle entrance into your church to disrupt her unity, to divide and destroy, and to minimize Christ, and he seeks that entrance through you? Are you aware of that? The target is on you, and that target is on me. And if you refuse to heed the warning, to learn from this passage in Acts chapter 5, then your target just got bigger. Rather, be on your guard against the enemy. In 1 Peter, Peter refers to the enemy as a lion because of the lion's ability to prowl. We need to be able to spot the lion as he prowls around us, to listen for his lies that he tries to bribe us with. The lies are the same at the root, and the lie is that unholiness promises more satisfaction than God can provide. Part of being on guard and being sober-minded and vigilant, practically, means that you need to have some type of rhythm of spiritual discipline in your life. There needs to be a consistent diet of God's Word and communion with God. And it can't just be on Sundays and Wednesdays. The more inconsistent you are with your time in the Word of God, the more unclear and the less vigilant you will be at killing sin. John Owens once said, "Be killing sin, or sin will be killing you." The only way we have power over sin is through Christ. So walk with Him day by day, moment by moment. And when you pray today, pray for Stan and Donna Scroggins as they serve in the Bible College in the Philippines. Also remember the Tagalog broadcast heard throughout the Philippines.